Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone on today's At Large Capacity Building Steering Group call on Thursday, the 31st of January. We have Salanyete Tamaneta Waimaro, Bev Anantiluksing, Olivier Cresson-Leblanc, Tijani Benjamin, and Carlos Aguirre. Apologies notice from Sébastien Bachelet. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could also please remind to state everyone, for everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes, and the transcript will be made available within the next 48 hours. Thank you. Over to you, Sala.
Thank you, Gisela. First of all, I'd just like to say greetings, everyone, whichever time of the day it is for you. Appreciate your being able to participate in this call despite whatever hour it is. And just like to first of all say thank you for stepping up and for being part of what's going to be a really dynamic committee, the steering committee, which is going to be very pivotal and critical in terms of laying the path out for the working group proper. And so with that, I'd just like to also describe perhaps in essence, or suppose a gentle reminder of our limitations. The capacity building focus and emphasis will be strictly for at large. So anything outside at large, we won't really be covering. It will be useful to know what others are doing, yes. But the things that we will be developing as a team will be largely focusing on the at-large community, which means this is the ALEC, this is the at-large structures and our global community, including the RALOs and that sort of thing. And so with that, just a quick reference to some of the things we had discussed last year in December. I trust that we've all had an excellent and refreshing break, holiday, end of the year, and that sort of thing, and we're refreshed and eager and ready to start the year with a bang. And so you would have seen that there was a few things that were shown to the working group in terms of some of the things we would really like to cover prior to our developing our strategy in terms of the how we're going to go about building capacity within at large. And I thank you, Carlos, and others who have commented either through our specific mailing list or even on the wiki, or on the general mailing list in relation to this important thing called capacity building. And we're very privileged to have people like Tijani who's facilitated the first capacity building physical meetings when they had a meeting in their part of the world and that sort of thing. And people like Carlos and Dev who work closely with the ALSs and the RALOs. So what we would like to do in terms of as a steering committee is to bring all of that energy, all of those experiences to the table and sort of together look at corporately how we're going to create a pathway of how we're going to begin and commence capacity building. And which is why we're going to have discussions across the floor amongst us about how we're going to begin to do that. One of the things that we've been developing last year in terms of helping us ascertain and assess where we're at for the purposes of putting in place systems and structures to enhance capacity building is to assess first and foremost where we're at in terms of at large. So this is one of the reasons why we created an MS Excel spreadsheet. I'm wondering if you've all seen that spreadsheet. there's a version 1.6 which was posted on the wiki. So one of the things that we would like to ask the steering group is for us to identify, first of all, how often we're going to be meeting. Second of all, is to identify specific focal areas which we can all take charge of, and divide the people who have volunteered to be part of the working group so that there can be a specialized, focused work done in terms of gathering of the information and analyzing it, and then coming back together to develop an overall strategy. So this will include things like, could potentially include things like, for example, RALO relations, how the information on policies hits the RALOs, how does it hit the different ALSs, is it being received? And so when we talk about the RALOs, we also talk about and ALSs, things like the contact points, is it actually reaching the ground? For example, in our recent experience, when we were doing a survey in my part of the world, we noticed that there were certain contact addresses that may not necessarily have been receiving. It's either those contact addresses are either dormant and that sort of thing. So things like that, looking at where the communication breaks down and that sort of thing. And also we have people like Dev who have visited us, who have told us about the 2010 survey that the ALSs went through and that sort of thing. So we can come into greater and dynamic collaboration. And then of course there are things like curriculum or things like what sort of specific areas do we want to build capacity in? And of course there are other things like the financial allocation in terms of in the path of in terms of things that can be attributed directly to capacity building, and tracking to see whether they have been direct or deliverable outputs and that sort of thing. So that is one of the reasons why we started compiling that spreadsheet with the Microsoft Excel version 1.6. So that's just a few brief thoughts. And of course, we have Tijani, who's in the ICANN Academy, who's liaising in between groups. And of course, Sandra is also part of the capacity working group, capacity building working group. And it's also very important for us to remember the distinction between the two in relation to the ICANN Academy is one for everyone, whereas the at-large capacity building is strictly for at-large, where we're looking at our own people and our own ALSs, our RALOs, and that sort of thing. So with that, I would like to open the floor for general discussion. And yes, please go ahead. Carlos?
Yeah, thank you, Sala, for your introduction. My first point is a point of order, because I can see at the point number 6 in our agenda the expression co-chairs. I think we are on a steering committee, so I need explanation. Thank you.
Yes. In relation to the co-chairs, when the capacity working group was first thought of, one of the things that the elector had sort of advised advised the community was that there would need to be a co-chair, primarily because of the dynamic nature and of the tasks that are involved. And at the time of the discussion, there was no the idea of the steering committee had not come up yet. And so when we had our last meeting, it appeared that there were many who would be interested. So I think it evolved into a steering group committee. But yes, I see Tijani's hands raised. Perhaps you'd like to comment. Go ahead, Tijani.
Thank you, Sala. First of all, I'd like to notice that on the wiki page, there is not now the spreadsheet. And I would like it to be on this wiki so that anyone can access it. If it is the wrong wiki link, please give the right one. Second point, according to the capacity building working group, I think that you are right. We need to define the tasks or the issues that we need our community to be built. To see their capacity built on. I mean, what are the points of learning that we want to address? But also, this is something because generally we do this for the whole ALSs of one region at an ICANN meeting, for example, in Dakar for the AFRALO, in Costa Rica for LACARO, etc. But there is also a single point training or single point capacity building that we need too. For example, the last meeting of the ALAC, we identified a real need for capacity building in the field of HUI. And our working group, I think, have to address this point as well. Perhaps urgently, perhaps it will be perhaps our first action in our capacity building efforts. So there is two types of capacity building. There is a capacity building given to our community as a whole, to try to give them knowledge about ICANN, about the process, about policies, etc. This is one side of the capacity building, but there is another side of the capacity building. Sometimes we identify a subject that needs to be more explained to people, so we perhaps need to make a session of capacity building on this single item. Thank you.
Very excellent points raised by Tijani, and that's precisely why we will need to go through the process of designing the strategy and at the end of gathering our information, running the trend analysis, to sort of identify specifically or suggest specifically to the ALAC and to the broader at-large community the areas which we as a working group recommend that we focus our capacity building on. And what, again, I'd like to say that what Tijani pointed out was very important, very critical, because there are different dimensions of capacity building. And for us to be able to do that, it would mean that we would also need to be doing our homework in terms of gathering the information, assessing it, and doing the trend analysis. At this point, also to a point that Tijani made in relation to the spreadsheet, I hope everyone is seeing the link that Dev has put into the chat screen, because that has the link to the spreadsheet. If you open that spreadsheet, please tell me if everyone has opened the spreadsheet. Indicate perhaps on the chat screen if you've opened it or speak into your microphone. The Vision 1.6.
I am
trying. Something I'd like to show you. You've got it, Pisani?
I am trying.
Okay, you're trying. Carlos, do you have it? Oh.
Yes, I have it.
Gracias. Dev has it. Okay, so with that, I would like to ask us to open it.
Okay,
let me
I have
know.
It now.
Very good. If you open... Yes? You have it?
Yes.
Right. If you open this, again, this is version 1.6. This is only the beginning. If you open spreadsheet 1, you will see it says book 1. Here, you will see all the different ALSs, the date which they joined, the region and the country that they're from. If you move to the second spreadsheet, for example, the first spreadsheet you'll see is Society Internet, Sudan Internet Society, Arab Knowledge Management Society. So if you move to the second spreadsheet, you'll see the summary. And in that summary, you will see, this was prepared last year. You will see that we have Asia Pacific, Africa, African region, the LAC region, the North American region, and European region. We'll see from that information, and this is based on the information that's on the RALO website, you will see the countries penetrated, the penetration rate, maximum reach, and that sort of thing. And also, if you go down, you'll see approved ALS year after year. So in 2003, for example, there was one for the Asian Pacific region. In 2004, it grew to 5. In 2005, there were 4. 2006, there were 4. So on this side, you'll see there's like a little graph that shows the growth or of the addition of the ALSs that were being added year after year. So if you move to spread, tell me if I'm going too fast. This is just very general. Just pointing out. And if you move to spreadsheet 3, you will see other information like, for example, in column A, you'll see things like alpha 2 code. Column B, you'll see things like country and territory. And column C, it will describe whether it's a country or territory. Column D, you'll see it's the physical region. And column E, you'll see ICANN region, and you'll see whether that country or territory has a CCTLD, and whether that CCTLD is within the CCNSO, and you'll see when the registration, when they started, and you'll see the registration model, whether they have, and also you'll see who's operating it. So basically, the idea of gathering information is basically to assess and ascertain the context in which these ALSs exist, and the things that could be useful for us when we are planning the nature of or the type of capacity building. And because of the excellent points that Tijani raised in terms of the different types of capacity building, whether it's understanding of ICANN, understanding of policy, or whether it's administration, whether it's communication, whatever it is, we need to be able to identify and assess. And whilst I had said that our limits are within at large, it's still important to know what other constituencies or what other parts of ICANN doing capacity building in, which could be relevant for us. And this is to avoid duplication, which is where it's really important to be aware of who's doing what. Because for many reasons, one, apart from avoiding duplication, the second important reason is there's a financial allocation that would have moved in that area. So it's in our interest to know to know the movement of things and how we can better work together and how we can collaborate, and which is why it's really excellent that Global Partnerships is looking to strengthening how we collaborate. And so I would just like to very quickly ask, is there anyone in our steering committee who represents, who is part of the ALEC financial subcommittee?
I am the vice chair.
That's perfect. So we are very fortunate that Tijani is actually in. We're very fortunate that Tijani is there, because what we would also need to do is to analyze over the past, look at the ICANN's financials. Perfect. We have Tijani and Dev who are part of the financial subcommittee. So
and
we
Olivier
can.
Olivier is the chair, and he's here.
Yes, and Olivier being the chair. And so even with this, with three within that subcommittee, we can access the financial statements for at least 5 years and look at the components that went out into capacity building, and we can measure it according to our, measure it and examine the relationships in the trends that we witness from our information gathering. So these sorts of things, when we take it to, by the time we are done with our analysis and we craft our corporate strategy, and when we present it back to the ALEC, these sorts of things allows our ALEC chair or our ALEC to be able to communicate with the global partnerships to say that, look, we've seen this trend, we've seen this, and we can directly link this. So these are some of the things we would like to suggest of how we can be more productive in certain areas. So in other words, it helps to give those decision makers more credibility or more confidence in releasing certain things to our community, knowing that, you know, we've done our homework. So I think if no one else has any comments in relation to that, I would like us to begin to start putting in place, let's start listing perhaps some general dimensions of the information gathering process that we could all look after and lead. And perhaps put in, we could create a timeline. We can easily suggest the timeline to and fro using the mailing list. But for now, we need to, each of us in the steering committee should be looking after the a key focal area. For example, the gathering of the indicators and the analysis of those indicators. So very quickly, who would like to, okay, let's perhaps identify these areas. Tijani had started us off very nicely in relation to creating the distinction. So I would suggest one of the areas would be the financial indicators in terms of the amount of funds over the years gone to capacity building. And I'd like to suggest that Tijani, that you be in charge of it. Would you be okay with it?
No problem.
Perfect. And in relation to Carlos, I wrote what you had written in relation to the ALSs and whatnot. And I'd like to ask you and Dev, what are your thoughts about in terms of the liaising with the RALOs, and so in terms of indicators from the RALOs. So what I would suggest to both Carlos and Dev is this, that there's a twin prong, that there's a dual platform when looking at the RALOs. And one would be in terms of looking at the indicators of BIT from startup, meaning as in the creation of the, when it gets registered, then to things that it needs to be able to do. And the other one is the external relations aspects where the RALO or the ALS communicates with ICANN, and the nature of that information trickling in. So one would be inward looking, where you're in an ALS and looking within, looking into the ALS, looking to the members and that sort of thing. And the other one is the interface with the ICANN and ICANN system. So because you two have in-depth knowledge of RALOs and setting up and external interfaces with ICANN, I would like to suggest you both, but I would like you to, what are your thoughts, first of all, about that? And what are your ideas about which aspect you'd like to cover? You can only pick one of the two. But that way we can focus. Because the RALO thing on its own is massive. It's massive.
Okay, this is Dave. Okay, thank you, David. I'm speaking. I guess one way of looking at it is to, if I understand you, Sala, what I was hearing, is that to try to figure out and try to assess what each RALO has an interest in terms of ICANN policy issues, and ensure that there is. And then link, and then use that information so that we can then, that this group can then work to come up with, say, ideas or ways to get the appropriate capacity building materials, be it training materials, videos, podcasts, PDFs, whatever, to those ALSs. So I would think that's probably the immediate way forward. Assessing, okay, I think one of the things is first off is to document. Okay, for example, I think what tends to happen in the RALOs, but perhaps I'm wrong, is that there's really a lack of knowledge of what is happening in all of the at-large working groups. And I think what needs to happen, at least as a first step, is to bring that knowledge to the RALOs and say, look, there are these groups here. You have a who is, they have the rules of procedure, all of these groups. And which ones are you most interested in, or which ones do you think you need to, learn more about? And try to explain what it is about. For example, who is, that acronym by itself, people may not understand what that is, and I think maybe the capacity building that has to then go to those waivers has to be some sort of brief, some sort of material. It could be a YouTube, I don't know, whatever the material you use, but to convey in a very short, easy manner, this is why you should care about it, this is why you should may want to get involved, and here's how you learn more. Okay, I think this is a first step, get from the sensitize the RALOs to the various policy activities that At Large is working on, and get feedback as to which ones they are interested in, and feature that prominently in their various RALO working pages. Thank you. I hope I've understood what you were trying to ask, Sala. I apologize if I didn't. That's it.
Dev raised excellent and critical points that we need to factor in, which is precisely why we need to identify the two dimensions and allow for people to concentrate in that particular area and gather all potential things that a conversation that occurs, something like at Adobe, could miss. And so to neatly bring that back to the group, identify the indicators, identify areas of bottleneck, look at what's happened historically, look at what's happening now, and potentially see how we can measure that, either quantitatively
Yes, and with that, I'd like to ask Carlos. Carlos, do you have something that you'd like to say?
Yes, yes, Sala. Thank you. In addition to what Deb said, I think we have a hard task to do. We need to know, first of all, what are our expectations with this program, what we want, and what is the scope of the capacity building working group. I think we need to establish or fix a kind of process and timelines for each step in the process. I think inside the process, the first step is to create a curriculum and I think we need to establish too if we need a different curriculum for different regions, because I don't know if or better, I think there are different knowledge in different regions. I think the language barrier is a huge obstacle in some regions. So some ALS leaders know less than others in different regions. So we need to know, first of all, what is the focuses areas. In my opinion, the first is the ALSS leaders, and secondly, we need to establish the curriculum and what are our resources to reach our goals. I think that's all. Thank you.
Those are very excellent points, Carlos, and very excellent points made by Carlos in relation to the need to identify what precisely we need to build in terms of capacity, and he made the distinction between the, and he also raised some of the challenges. And it's very similar to what Tijani had raised initially when he was speaking in terms of a different specific emphasis of what needs to be built. And yes, Tijani, I see your hand raised. Just like to just before Tijani speaks, I'd just like to say, in response to Carlos, is one of this is precisely one of the reasons why it's important that we analyze and we assess first and foremost and evaluate where we're at as an at-large community in relation to things related to capacity building. And from that, we can then begin to identify practically what is within our scope and what is beyond us. And also, I suppose, in a sense, would be limited to a certain extent in terms of the things we could potentially do because of budget restrictions. But at the same time, we can also see how, from the information that we've gathered, how we can creatively come up with avenues where we don't have to be limited by budget restrictions, but we can mutually share capacity building initiatives with other stakeholders who may be organizing things and that sort of thing. But it's important for us to evaluate And there's a general proverb that says, before man builds a house, you must first count the cost in terms of, okay, can we build this house? So for us, it would be the type of house we're going to be building will be dependent on the type of materials that are available to us and identifying what type of building we want to do. As the Jardine had mentioned earlier, the different types of capacity building. But yes, Carlos, you're absolutely right. There are already things that we can see that we can see now that would need to be built. So, but with that, I'd like to ask Tijani, please share your thoughts with us.
Thank you. Really hear them. Thank you, Salah. I think that you are both right that we need to define what we want to achieve, not what we want to build. Because what we want to build is an ongoing effort. Today we want to build the capacity of our community on who is. Tomorrow it will be on other things. Today, the next day it will be on a general understanding of ICANN, etc. So it is an ongoing effort. But what we want to reach by this capacity building effort, this is something that we need to define now. Second thing, you will notice that we need a lot of things to define. We need to define the tools to be used. We need to define the language, and I understand the point of Carlos, the language to be used, and the interpretation, the effort of translation of documents, the effort of interpretation during the capacity building. All these things we need to address, we need to define. But let's start by defining our goal, what we want to reach by this capacity building, what kind of knowledge we can give. I am not saying what is the knowledge, what is the content of the knowledge, but what kind of the knowledge. Will it be a deep knowledge, a specialist knowledge, or a general understanding? This is something that we need to discuss, that we need to define together. I think that now we need first to put the general guidelines for our objectives. Using the data we have now and using the data that we are going to gather in the future, and we need to gather data all the time because it is an ongoing effort too. And I think that the language issue is very important, and we need to emphasize on it. In Africa we have a big problem because we have half of Africa is speaking English and they don't speak French. And the other half, they are speaking French, but they don't speak English. So we have a big problem here. And I understand very well the Latin America problem too. So a lot of things to define, but let's start by the general guidelines, and let's start by perhaps planning something easy. We will not go in the complication, something very complicated. Let's start by something easy to exercise ourselves, because I think that in the future we will make a very good job. Now we have small experience. We have in Afralo we have a small experience, in Lakralo they have small experience, and each region have a small experience. We want to build on this experience and to make better capacity building. If I have to redo the capacity building we did in Dakar, I will not do it in the same way. And I put it in my report, in my final report on the capacity building. So I want to say we need first to define what we want to achieve. And then we have to address all the elements of the capacity building together, because they are all necessary for any session that we want to implement. And now we will have the duty to implement our capacity building. In the future, when the ICANN Academy will be working, we will have only to define the needs, define the items to be addressed, address it, to define the tools we need, we wish to be used, and define the time of the capacity building, and then the academy will do its work. Thank you.
Very good. And excellent points raised by Tijani, and is definitely something that we always need to keep at the forefront of our planning and our execution. I'd also like to read Carlos' comment in the chat screen, and he's saying that he believes that it's my feeling that we no need to fix concepts now. Concepts and definitions will be created in our discussions and because our discussions. Okay. I'd just like to, at this stage, point us to the process flow that was shared on 17th of December last year. I'm wondering if you have access to that page on our wiki, and you'll see right at the bottom of that process we've got development of strategy. Can you guys see it? Is everyone seeing that? No.
Is it that small drawing, small flow chart?
Yes, the one that says
yes.
Information gathering, analysis, and development
yes, yes,
of
yes,
strategy.
Yes.
Right. The development of strategy bit will tell us precisely the areas that we are going to put in our strategy or recommend where capacity needs to be built in terms of, you know, things like language or things that you were raising, or looking at the challenges. The information gathering, can you see that first chart, the first block? The information gathering is part of the Microsoft Excel version 1.6, where we are identifying the different indicators. Hello?
Yes.
Right. And so the trend analysis is where we have the information, we've conducted the trend analysis, things like growth of the ALSs, or things like participation in calls, or things like barriers to participation in policy making, or things like that. So the trend analysis essentially will give us an idea of where we're at. And so in terms of the development of strategy, this will include things that Carlos is raising, like the creation of curriculum, subjects to start, or the modus operandi, how are we going to carry this out? And it will be read together in line with everything. But what I would like to suggest, because of the limited time that we now have, we only have approximately 16 minutes left, is between now and the 4th of February, we have between now and the our next meeting with the working group, the general working group, that we exchange on the mailing list a document which will put out our roadmap, and we should include things like what Carlos and Tijani had raised, like our objectives, our general objectives. Because you are right, there's some things we can put in there where we don't need to wait for the results of the information gathering to identify what. But we can always refine it and tweak it when we do our trend analysis and that sort of thing. So on the 4th of Feb, 1900 UTC, we'll be having our capacity building working group call with the entire team. So before the 4th of Feb, let's aim for 3rd of Feb, we'll be exchanging communication via email in relation to our roadmap, our timelines and areas of responsibility. So before we meet with the general working group, I would like for each person, so Carlos, you to look after a specific area. So you'll be leading a group, like some people from the working group. Dev will be looking after specific area. Tijani will be looking at specific area. And we identify on the mailing list
But we need to identify what is that areas.
Yes, and that's what we need to identify. So when we were initially at some point in this call, you know, I was sort of suggesting one would be the financials, to look into the budgets and analyze how much allocations were made over the years to capacity building, and what were the nature of those allocations, and also things like RALOs and that sort of thing. So we'll need to identify those specific areas. So if we can exchange that communications via the mailing list, I can start up a document just to start off with, and you can make suggestions, or instead of starting the document, let's just start exchanging these thoughts onto the mailing list, and then we can put it into a document, and then hopefully finalize it by the 3rd of Feb, well before the call, and agree, and we can identify areas and volunteer to look after areas that you think you can handle, and then so we can be ready for the 4th of Feb call. How does that sound?
It's okay for me.
Okay for me too.
Well, so not much time, but I guess yes, we'll have to try. This is Dave.
It shouldn't be difficult if we are robust. Where we identify six areas.
And
identify the time it's done before it's done.
There is a big noise.
Left.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear.
Okay, continue.
Somebody was...
Well, somebody left. I'm not sure who. This is the...
I don't know. I think Carlos left. Salah?
Yes, I was just wondering.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's Carlos. Yeah, it is Carlos.
Oh, Carlos must have lost his... Dev is okay, perfect.
Okay, that's good.
That's okay, Carl. It's not your fault. Hope to get you back soon. Yes. What are your thoughts? Are there any other ideas about how we can do this or build this? Especially in terms of the roadmap. Okay. Yes, Carlos has seen your number. I think the Adigo people are calling up to you shortly. So what we will need to do is set up a timeline. Okay, Olivia wants to speak.
Thanks very much, Salah. It's Olivia Capanablon for the transcript record. I thought I'd add one more thing. I think you're starting well here by dividing the tasks and certainly getting the leadership steering committee to start tackling and basically creating a roadmap. Do beware of this week, because as you might or might not know, I don't know whether this was publicized, but there is a huge ICANN meeting going on at the moment with the meeting of the board with staff in Los Angeles, as we speak, in fact. And the matters of capacity building and outreach and the funding, the amounts of funding and the overall strategy of ICANN that ICANN is going to pursue in the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, I don't know the details. But this is being discussed pretty much as we're speaking at the moment, and will be discussed in the next few hours and probably during the rest of the week as well, with Sally Costerton, the new Vice President for Global Stakeholder Engagement, who has worked with her team to make a set of proposals. Now, this will undoubtedly affect the work of this working group here. And I hope that it will actually affect the work of this working group in a positive way, in that it will provide wings to this working group to be able to move forward faster and be enabled to do things. When you asked for some work to be done on the background and history of what has been done so far, it's good to have a look at it, but I wouldn't base the future on what's happened in the past 2-3 years. I think that the future is going to be radically different, going to be radically better, there will be a lot of light that will be shining on this working group to produce and for at large to produce things. So I should say that, yes, go ahead, get the ball rolling, but you will probably know more. And as soon as I know more, by the way, Sala, about what's happening and what the news are from Los Angeles, or as soon as Heidi does, then we will be transmitting the information directly to this working group. Thank you.
Thank you, Olivier. And it's always a privilege to have you with us, Olivier. And yes, we really appreciate that insight, and that's going to be a really excellent thing. And for us as a working group, particularly as a steering committee, it's our job to make sure that we equip and fully equip the ALEC and the ALEC chair in his ongoing discussions, ensuring that, you know, like we've done our homework. And what Olivier said is really, really true, and we will definitely bear that in mind, Olivier, in terms of the future is going to be radically different from the past, given the changes in management and that sort of thing, and we're looking forward to constant updates. And yes, Carlos, thank you. You're absolutely correct. Global stakeholder engagement is the conclusion of the process. One of the reasons why we're building capacity, yes, is to ensure that our ALSs are participating in the at-large processes. And if we can do that, if we can qualify that, if we can quantify that, if we can show growth, and if we can plan for growth and that sort of thing, and systematically put things together, I think in a sense we would have fulfilled part of our duties as good members of the at-large community. And with that, I'd like to ask everyone, if there's any other business anyone wants to raise, please feel free. I'll give us about 3 minutes. Dev, is there something in particular you wanted to raise, or Carlos, or Tijani, before we conclude this meeting?
No, it's okay.
Thank you, Tijani. Carlos, is there something you wanted to say?
No, I have no comments.
Thank you, Carlos. And,
Heidi.
Heidi, stand up, please.
Yes, thank you, Sala. Yes, this is Heidi. I'm just wondering whether we could just spend a few minutes on the development of the working group agenda for the Monday call of the entire group.
Yes. Right. Heidi, in relation to the agenda, Carlos, Dev, Tijani, in relation to the capacity building agenda for the Monday call, February 4th, do you all agree we should have a welcome and an introduction? And is there something specific that you would like to add to that, aside from ALEC tasks and presenting the project roadmap? Tijani, please.
Yes, I think that we have to reflect what we said here in the whole working group to the whole working group, and to inform them about the tasking that we did. And also we need to make a real roadmap. So I think that the next meeting will be the best place to do it. So I think that we together through the mailing list we have to prepare that, so that in the next meeting of the whole working group, we try to introduce and to get the point of view of the rest of the members of the working group, and we need to start very fast, because it is important. Capacity building is very important, and we have already an action in Beijing that Maureen is preparing, and we need to do something for her. We need to do a capacity building about WHOIS that was requested by ALAC. It is a duty for us. And I want to tell you that there will be a briefing about WHOIS very soon. But we need to do a capacity building about WHOIS for the whole community very soon. So we have here two actions that we need to do very shortly. We have to prepare them. And also, we have to prepare our strategy for the next operations that we need to implement. Thank you.
Okay. So, Heidi, if you just put like a welcome and introduction, and very briefly looking at the last meeting of 17 December, some of the take-home points. And the other thing is also the project roadmap. What I can do is I can send all this to you by email after I send it first to the steering committee. And if they want something added to it, and then we could perhaps finalize it and send it to you today within the next 12 hours, if that's okay with you. In relation to the project roadmap, yes, Tijan is absolutely right in terms of the getting input from our general, from the entire working group. It's important to get their feedback. But at the same time, it's important for us as a steering committee to set some sort of pace in relation to at least the significant markers and the timelines that we need to ensure that everything is done by, so that come Beijing, we have tangible things to deliver and that sort of thing. But we also need to look at the capacity building that's being organized by AP Rallo in relation to the ALAC. I'm not sure how far our remit is and what precisely is our scope at this point in time, but it's something we can certainly discuss with Olivier offline, and also discuss with AP Rallo in relation to how our input is going to be solicited and that sort of thing. But so if everyone agrees, we're at the hour now, and we must conclude our call.
Heidi.
So yes, can I add, sorry, just a few quick things, just to let you know that we've added a capacity building group on for Beijing, scheduled tentatively for Monday, 12 to 1. So
right.
That just, everyone agrees with that. Perhaps that can be noted during the next call of the full group on Monday. Okay, thank you. And also, in terms of the AP Rallo capacity building, my understanding is that they are actually going to do all of their capacity building through the joint meetings with the fellows. Each day, Monday through Thursday. I know that Maureen Hilliard is working directly with Janet, who is going to be, who leads the fellows. So I think they're having that in hand. So I don't know what this working group would be doing for that.
Yes. Tijani, I hope that clarifies from ICANN staff point of view the APRAL capacity billing that Maureen is organizing is I suppose in a sense APRAL is still us. It is one that they're doing together with the fellowship. I know Maureen's part of this capacity building working group, and if and where she needs our assistance in terms of whatever assistance she may need, she'll communicate it to us. But in terms of the current focus and the current emphasis of the steering committee, that's something that we need to sort and limit and identify as well. But you raise excellent points, Tijani, and certainly when I speak to Maureen, I'll sort of have a brief chat with her, and I'm sure she's going to raise it at our next capacity building meeting anyway. But with that, I would like to say thank you, everyone, for your time. We're 2 minutes past our time, and again, thank you, everyone, for attending. So what we can do now is to populate the mailing list, our capacity building steering committee mailing list. We'll put together a rough draft of the project roadmap, which we can share with the entire team. Does that sound like a plan?
Yes.
Does that sound okay? And let's invite input. Let's create some diversity and let's get the ball rolling. And I know we're going to have a very energetic year 2013. So it's going to be awesome to hear what everyone has to say from all parts of the world in relation to how we should proceed. And so I wish you well. Have a great evening, morning, afternoon, wherever you are. And again, thank you for organizing this call. Thank you, Gisela. Thank you to the Adigo team, Heidi. Thank you again, Olivia. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Welcome, Sala. Thanks very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you.